This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, it's Breed here. As you know, we're on a little break for the next couple of weeks. So we have gone back through the Patreon archives and I whipped out what I think is probably one of our funniest movie clips, The Princess Diaries. So enjoy. And this was recorded last year, so anything we've said, maybe we don't mean right now. Enjoy.
Amelia Mionette Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
Welcome back.
We're very popular there, I've heard.
Where? In Genovia? Yeah. Do you think it's Geneva they mean or Luxembourg? Because I am a firmly believer that they are on about Luxembourg, but the girl said Geneva, Genovia. Let me see.
I don't know. I think it's just the name is borrowed. I would have said more Luxembourg. But Genovia looks a lot nicer than Luxembourg is, as two people who've been. Where's Brussels again?
No, we have not been to Luxembourg.
Oh, that's what I always
Brussels
think.
Brussels is in...
Where's Brussels? Belgium?
Oh,
Jesus, Shane, we'll Google that. anyway.
Genovia is located between France and Italy.
Belgium, yeah, but Brussels is a shithole anyway, so never mind.
Yeah, it was shite, wasn't it?
We
had the worst ever holiday there.
The holiday was good. We had numerous bangers, but like the place itself. One of our bigger fights, screaming at each other in the middle of the road because we couldn't figure out how to get the fuck home. That wasn't either of our faults, though.
No.
Maybe we should talk about that at some stage.
Yeah.
If we haven't already. I don't think
they
we have
to. They won't have
though.
Us back.
We don't want to go back
as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember Ming Flanagan was on both our flights?
Yeah, of course he was. Off to get the fucking Gange. Allegedly. Allegedly.
The European Union's over there.
Well, that is
well. He's going to work.
Like, I know, but isn't he always lobbying for the Gange?
I don't... Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Neither of us know what we're talking about. Anyway, Genovia...
Could not be further from...
Genovia, but could be Luxembourg, yeah. But then is Luxembourg that like...
No, right.
Glossy and green? Sorry, today's movie club is Princess Diaries 1 and 2. It's a double whammy.
Where is Genovia supposed to be? And it just comes up France. But like...
France. Now shut up Googling.
Imagine you were like, you're the princess of France now. Like, that seems like a bigger job.
Oh, France would be the worst nation of people to deal with.
That's that's a massive generalization.
I don't know, like, do you know, they're not good crack, like
the French.
Yeah.
Sorry, where did we have our best ever holiday?
But that was again because
Paris.
Not because of the people around us.
No,
we were staying in Paris. Yeah, but that I would believe that it had a lot to do with a Mr. Walt Disney as well.
Yeah, Mr. Walter Disney.
Mr. Walter Disney, come on down.
Sorry, there's a website called visitgenovia.com, the official site of Genovia.
Oh my God, and what's on it? Is it like Fall Ireland?
Genovia is a real place.
No, Breed, I don't think it is.
Oh no, it's fake. are white sand beaches, turquoise waters and sun-filled skies. Average median temperature 24 degrees Celsius year round. Ideal. Make this mile-long principality a slice of paradise on the Côte d'Azur.
I just wrote, put it in my Google search bar, and it's like the results are Genovia Princess Diaries, Genovia Coronavirus. Like,
hope they're all right.
No, because it's that, do you know that meme that went around of Anne Hathaway as Mia? And it's like,
there hasn't been one case.
One case.
This like, is what real leadership looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, truly. Like,
yeah, it's on the French Riviera. That'd be lovely.
It's not, because it doesn't exist, I will say again, but
visit Genovia, come home to heaven. That's their tagline. I love that. It's better than ours.
Sounds like an advertisement for a euthanasia clinic. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Come home, like Kevin.
That. I did not like that.
Maybe it's Switzerland. anyway, Princess Diaries.
Switzerland isn't on the French
one and two.
Riviera either.
I just meant it was back to the euthanasia. One and two, Princess Diaries. Do you remember watching both of them in around the time that they were released?
I was saying this to the girls during the week, because I read the books before I saw the movie. So I was trying to do the maths.
Sorry, yeah, maybe we should talk about the book, because you did. Well, let's talk about the books first.
I have all the books.
Where it came from.
And I was a huge reader when I was a child. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Meg Cabot, but I'm assuming it's
Yeah,
Cabot.
I said Cabot growing up as well.
Yeah. Read all the books, or my dad used to read them to me when I was like six maybe, but they're like young adult books. And then when I got
she's
better...
She's getting her bit, like... What? Well, she's not getting her
she's
bit.
She's not riding in
them. No, but like she's scoring people. Like, do you know she's kissing people with tongue?
I don't know.
It's a bit much for a six-year-old still, like.
My memories of when I read it, I was too young to be consuming that kind of media. But anyway, read the books when I was maybe like six, seven. This came out when I was 10.
I'll double check.
But I would have read a good few of the books before I was 10. So I was just very impressed by what a strong reader I was at age 9. Like, anyway, that's...
Princess Diaries 1 came out in 2001, so we would have been six.
Oh shit, yeah, that's where they're... Yeah, so how did I read the books before the movie came out? Maybe I didn't. Maybe...
Because the books came out before the movie.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have read them as a five-year-old.
Oh.
But I think... Sorry, to get back to your question, I think I first saw this movie on a pirated DVD that my uncle bought me in Inch Market.
Okay.
And then...
Interesting.
I don't know if I saw the second one in the cinema. I'm assuming I did. But I
feel like I might have seen them both in the cinema. I definitely saw the second one for a birthday.
Came out to cinema, the first ones. Didn't go straight to DVD or anything.
No. But the second one didn't either, because it was like a real like surprise.
It's very much shot for cinema, the second one as well, you can tell.
Oh, explain though, because I don't get that. Like,
compared to the first one, it's just more cinematic. Like when when she's like walking through, do you know what, at the start of the second one where the parliament are meeting and they're talking about why she can't be queen or whatever.
Oh,
she's
and
not
it's
married.
All panning she, between stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like walking around, sneaking around the dark, and there's like the music and it's just like big wide shots. And you could just see.
Sorry, can we go back to questioning whether you actually read these? So the book.
I absolutely read them.
No, well, like the book came out in 2000. So that's not like you'd been five. It's not, if someone was reading it to you, it's not entirely unbelievable. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The first one came out, and then you probably read the rest of them afterwards.
Much to ponder here.
Much to think about.
Anyway, I think there are definitely 10 books I have still at home in my room, if not more. Maybe 12? Can you have that there?
The books? Yeah. I can bring it up there now.
But only the first book is the same as the first movie. The second movie has nothing to do with the books, as far as I know.
Princess Diaries is a series of epistolary young adult novels. What the fuck does that mean? Number of books? 11.
11.
And then
very good books.
Then there was a second volume, because it says, followed by the Princess Diaries Volume 2, Princess in the Spotlight.
No, I didn't fuck with them now.
A spin-off series for tweens featuring Mia's half-sister from the notebooks of a middle school princess was released in May 2015.
That sounds like it would have flopped.
Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah, none of the follow-ons won awards, but the first one did.
I remember buying other Meg Cabot books after reading the Princess Diaries ones, and did you read the series? And it's like size 10 is not fat, and then it's like size 12 isn't fat, and then the next one's called size 14 is not fat either or something?
No.
So I bought them and I didn't know what they were going to be about. Turns out they're like the most gruesome murder books.
What?
And I was like, it was just not what I expected from that. Do you know? And the book, the covers and all are like, still like as glittery and girly as the princess one. So that's what I was expecting.
That's
they're still
tapped.
Good books.
I've never heard of them.
But they're
at
more.
All.
They're definitely more like ladies' books, and I was reading them as a 12-year-old probably.
Books. Yeah, yeah.
And there's people with like heads and pots and stuff. I remember it was batshit.
Sounds like
I might read that now.
Sounds like it sounds like more your buzz now, as you are now a lady.
The more I think about my childhood, the more like of these morbid things pop up that I just like didn't think twice.
You missed
about.
All the signs, and then. You emerged a true crime fan. Anyway, yeah, so we watched it the other day. You actually watched it. Did you watch it independently or did you watch
twice.
It ahead of time, the first one?
Sorry, doesn't
really matter
of
why.
Recent memory.
But yeah.
I watched it the week before I watched it with you. I watched it with my housemate Alice.
Yeah.
And loved it.
Do you think it holds up
Absolutely.
In 2020?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even the second one was ahead of its time because it's all like, bitch, don't need a man.
Yes, I have thoughts about the second one though, which I will share when we
progress to
when
that.
We talk about it a bit later on. I'd agree though. Like you're talking about Julie Andrews coming out of retirement for the movie,
yeah.
Pretty much iconic. Kind of made Anne Hathaway what she was.
It was her first ever movie.
Yeah, and she was 17-ish. She wasn't much older than that. If she was 17,
only a couple
18.
Years older than what she was supposed to be.
Yeah,
I think it was 17.
And
18-year-old,
she's so good in this. It's just great. Like, it's feel good. Like it's not problematic. It's just an easy watch, and they're like kind of funny throwaway things about it. The makeover scene is iconic.
Yes, Paola Budinesco.
That bit at the end, and I said this when we watched it again. That bit at the end where there's that whole thing of Mandy Moore being a dickhead to her on the beach.
Stupid,
that,
Cupid.
That physically, well,
oh, yeah.
That physically hurts me. That yeah. it actually upsets me so much.
Yeah.
It like hits as hard as it ever did.
The soundtrack is absolutely lit.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? Controversial opinion. I think this is one of the few, if not the only movie series that Anne Hathaway is not a pain in the hole in. Or like, is not... like
you're going to upset a Mr. Kean Roach.
Does he love her?
Yeah, he's obsessed with her. Like,
it does he?
She's his free pass. Like,
oh, he never said that there the other night. He kept that one on the down low.
Yeah. But I know a lot of people who would share that opinion about Anne Hathaway.
Like, I
feel
love
like
her. She's kind of like, she's divides people in any other role she's in. But I feel like in this, everyone is kind of on the one side.
No
that
one else
incredible.
Could have been Mia. Yeah, nobody else could have been.
They asked a lot of people. I have one of my fun facts here. Let me find it.
I was saying there that it was a bit of a sleeper hit. Like, well, not that it was a sleeper hit, but like the budget was 26 million and it went on to make like 165.3 million, you know?
Jesus.
It's a nice little return.
Sorry, I'm trying to bring up who else they asked. I know they asked like Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst would have been.
She's so crap and everything. Juliette Lewis, I probably could have seen, but still not as good.
Do I know who she is?
You'd know her face. Alicia Silverstone, Jessica Biel, and Claire Danes were all approached before they got in touch with Anne Hathaway.
Juliette Lewis is in the clip of your one going around, and she's like, she's in the car, and Britney Spears is playing on the radio, and she's like,
I have no
Can't
idea
you save
about.
Us, Britney Spears? And then she just starts like dancing. It's really, really,
this
really
is
weird.
Hilarious.
Yeah, no, I'm looking. It's sorry. Can I play it now into the mic? Because it's really fucking tapped, but it's funny. Like,
she seems like a gas bitch.
Can you save us, Britney Spears? Can we be saved? God, why is Satan controlling the universe?
Yeah, and then she just then
iconic.
At the and then at the end she's just in the car like people can't see me, but she's just like
pushing her hand,
dancing. It's very funny, yeah, but it's very true. I wish Britney Spears could save us. I could not have imagined her doing that.
What would you know her from? What would people know her from?
What would people know her from? I think she's an artist in her own right, as far as I'm aware.
I really know her face, but I don't know why. Does that make sense?
Well, we're gonna get in trouble for this. Well, we're not gonna get in trouble.
Why?
Just we should probably remember, but.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation,
Natural Born Killers, What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I've never heard of any of them.
They're like kind of culty, classic-y ones, but I've never watched. She was in Ma most recently. Ma, I suppose it's pronounced.
Oh, that's a scary one.
Yeah,
I want to watch that. Starsky and Hutch.
She's in Old School.
She's in The Act.
Is she in The Act?
She's in The Act.
Hardly.
She's in
Who's
The
she
Act.
In the
Hang
act?
On.
Bring that up now.
I am. Can't go any faster. She's Stephanie Godijon. She's your man's mom.
She is.
That's how I know her from.
She is. Yeah, we won't say anything else on it if you haven't watched the action. I would recommend.
She's great in that.
It's on RT Player and I think it's on Prime. Anyway, that's not relevant. Alicia Silverstone, I could have seen doing it.
She's it's too similar to, like, she'd be very typecast compared, like, when Clueless was already out, all, like, yeah, at that point.
Clueless 25th anniversary of Clueless.
Was that not an 80s movie?
No.
No, hardly. Sure, she'd be really old now.
When was 25 years ago? Clueless.
No, sure, Donald Faison's only like 47 and he's in it.
Yeah, anyway, happy birthday, Clueless. happy birthday, Clueless from the Shard.
So, the Princess Diaries marked Anne Hathaway's first ever movie role.
Good for her.
She landed the role because she fell off a chair at her audition, like, in the style of Mia Thermopolis, completely by accident, and they were like, you've got the part.
Was she the original, like, J-Law, like Jennifer Lawrence? Do you know that whole, like, I'm so quirky and
I think she was, but I buy it when with Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I don't know why I'm taking the piss. I'm actually a really big fan of her. She's probably my favourite actress growing up. I don't know if I really have one now, but again, I'd put that down to probably just having seen Princess Diaries, because I don't know what else she would have been in at that time that I would have seen.
Yeah. Get Smart?
I did actually enjoy Get Smart. I haven't seen it in
you
ages.
You love Get Smart.
El Enchanted. Now, that's, El Enchanted. No, I couldn't get on board with that. That was a load of shit.
Yeah, and just Normal Enchanted. Not for me either.
I did like a Normal Enchanted.
One absolute banger of a song in it. How Does He Know?
How does he know?
How does he know?
I found the squirrel very funny in that. Apple? No, thank you. It's good. Anyone else? Sorry. Or what were you saying?
So this is a Gary Marshall movie. Do you know Gary Marshall?
I looked him up prior, but I can't remember now. He's directed a few other bits. And he's
iconic.
The sequel.
He did the sequel. He's also done absolute bangers such as Pretty Woman.
That's iconic.
Happy Days, he directed, or he had some hand in that.
The show.
Yep. Hang on, I'm bringing up his Wikipedia.
He's dead now, though. God rest him.
God rest him, RIP. Rest
him. Not able to do the third one.
Where?
Wish you could.
Would you stop?
No, because I'm trying to help fill the space for you. But I'm just wondering, like, it'd be if the third one does go ahead. And it's in the hands of someone very different. Like, I'd have my concerns. Gary Marshall knew what he was doing, do you know?
He really did. He had, like, a hand in a load of big things. Like,
yeah, it was Pretty Woman that I think.
Pretty Woman. All those, like, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, Mother's
Day.
Yeah, that
was
all him. Raising Helen. One of the best Kate Hudson
Helen,
movies.
Oh my
ever.
God, yeah.
Hayden
Panettiere.
Panicotta. Runaway Bride.
Hayden Panstick.
Pretty Woman. Beaches.
I didn't ever watch Beaches.
Laverne and Shirley. I don't think Beaches is supposed to be quite sad, so maybe don't.
Yeah.
Mork and Mindy. Happy Days. The Odd Couple.
It's mad that he directed those fucking Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve. They were not good.
No. And do you know what the original one of them, I think, we watched it the other day. He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, I've never watched it.
It's so good.
That kind of started that trend.
Yeah,
though.
It was like,
let's do a movie, but it's just loads of fucking
separate plots that all come together in the end. That is such a good film. It's so funny. And watch it with your gal pals and it's a laugh.
You're my gal pals.
I know, yeah.
So watch it with you. Like,
no, I watched it with my housemates and we were just like, this is all, it's like, he's not calling her back. It's like, maybe his phone died. Maybe he's out of the country. Maybe he's fallen down a well. Like, all these excuses they tell each other.
Yeah.
It's very funny. Never Been Kissed, he did. But anyway, his daughter is in the movie. Did you know this?
Oh, I didn't, no.
She plays Charlotte.
The assistant.
Yeah.
Who we think is in love with Julie Andrews.
Did we?
Sorry, my housemate reckons, and I think it becomes more clear in the second one, that it seems like she might be...
No, I think she's just a really good pal to her.
No, I think she might be bisexual. And like... I'm all for that. Like,
that's such a leap.
I mean, watch it. Guys, watch it for yourselves and come back to me and tell me what you think.
Yeah, his daughter is in it. His granddaughters are also in the movie.
Who are the granddaughters?
The two little girls that say, can I get your autograph, Princess Mia, at the school? They're his actual granddaughters.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that dead cute?
Yeah.
It was filmed, I'm just going through my list of facts here, on mentalfloss.com.
I like nepotism only when it's cute, though.
Yeah. I wonder if they her kids. That's a big leap.
They could be, yeah.
They could be. the movie was filmed on the same stage as Mary Poppins was. So oh, yeah. Julie Andrews was
That's
returning.
Mad. Yeah.
To her stomping ground. It was originally called The Princess of Tribeca.
Because I saw that. Yeah, that's a shit name.
It is a shit name. First of all, I was like, what's that got to do with Genovia? Like, that's a whole different country. But then I realised that's like something to do with Manhattan. I'm not too sure.
No, San Francisco.
No, the movie in the book is set in Manhattan. Sorry.
Okay.
There's a lot of like...
Why did they change that location?
I don't know. They only changed it like further into the production.
Interesting.
So they had to change the name.
Okay.
The Princess Diaries, though, is the name of the book. So I don't know how they wrote a... I don't know why they would have changed it just to change it back.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whereas Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews, would you come here?
And Hector Elizondo conspired to make their characters a couple. We stand. You thought that they were very
so
hot
and
heavy.
I didn't make a lot of notes for the first one because I was severely hungover when we watched it. But the notes that I did make were, I have more notes for the second one, but I still feel like this is worth saying. So I said, imagine your granny thinking you're a minger, because that's...
Oh yeah, the minute she meets her, it's like, we need to fix your hair.
Julie Andrews had a visceral reaction to Anne Hathaway, which I was like, okay.
Less of that.
And then I said, I just have written down the dancing bit. Horny? ?
Yeah.
Because it was a bit horny for a kid's movie.
It's very sexually
charged. For a G-rated movie, I was like, this is after coming out of nowhere and he's in leather. I don't know.
The earring.
The connotations were...
Every scene of the two of them is just like...
Uncomfortable.
You could cut the tension.
Yeah. I did like that they did end up together though. Sorry, spoilers if you haven't watched Princess Diaries. But again, I just really
Why you listen to this
if you haven't?
The guy who plays Michael Moskowitz, who we thought was an absolute stoner, his name's Robert Schwartzman, and his fake band in the movie played a song by his actual real band.
How's that band going now? Who is it?
Robert Schwartzman is frontman for Rooney, whose single Blue Side appears in the movie. Schwartzman actually plays the song.
Why do I actually know that name, Rooney?
Yeah, of course you do.
Rooney Band.
Plays the song on screen at a flypaper band practice along with another real-life Rooney bandmate, Ned Brower. You will love this.
There you go.
Schwartzman is also part of a Hollywood dynasty. He's only acted in a handful of films, but you might have seen his brother Jason in a Wes Anderson movie or two. If not, he's got plenty of other famous family members. His mom is Talia Shire. His uncle is legendary director Francis Ford Coppola. His cousins include Sofia Coppola and Nicolas Cage.
Jeez, there you go. Well, they're flat out.
Yeah.
I was just looking up here. I thought I did actually know that. I know the name Rooney, but I'm reading the Wikipedia.
You're thinking
and it's
of
not ringing any. But I'm not thinking of Wayne. I'm
massive soccer fan. So there's a, do you know, I pointed this out to you when we were watching it, but there's a Pretty Woman connection in both the first and second movie.
Oh yeah, remind me. Sorry, I moved away from the mic there. So, will you remind me?
The Marshall's movie Pretty Woman has a lot in common with The Princess Diaries. Both films have a Pygmalion-esque transformation story, and actors Elizondo and Patrick, like Pat, Hector Elizondo appears in every single one of Gary Marshall's movies. Joe?
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
They also contain an identical joke. In The Princess Diaries, Mia accidentally breaks a glass at her first fancy dinner. A sympathetic waiter immediately runs over and assures her that it happens all the time. Similarly, in Pretty Woman, Vivian embarrasses herself at a posh dinner when she accidentally flings an escargot across the room. A waiter catches it in midair and tells her it happens all the time. The craziest part, both waiters are played by the same actor.
Alan that is Hent. Bad. In Pretty Woman and Princess Diaries.
It's the same guy, yeah. And in the, I think it's the end of Princess Diaries 2, she like knocks her crown off. Do you know when she's
coronation? Yeah.
Knocks her crown off. He catches it and he goes, it happens all the time. And he puts it back on her head. Same guy again.
It's so many little Easter eggs. I love it.
Yeah.
So the plot is that like she's the daughter of a guy who was king and then died. Did we figure out the lineage? Did you figure out the lineage? Because that was bothering you a lot.
I'm gonna burp.
I'm pretty sure. Jeez, makes a change.
That was a big one. I did not.
I don't care a huge amount, but just
I just know in the book, her dad dies of cancer, and then in the movie, they're like, oh, after his sudden accident or his terrible accident or something. And I know that makes more sense to the plot, like why they had to like spring this on her at such a young age. But, and like in the book, it didn't really make sense because if he had been like sick for a while, maybe he would have reached out and told her. I don't know. I think she has more of a relationship with her dad in the book or something.
Yeah. But anyway, so they do. He's not really in. He's not, obviously not in the movie because he's dead. But there's like a bit at the end where they do like a flashback scene. And it's like the back of him. And it's like Mia's reading this letter that he sent. And it's him and he's looking out on this water and he's in Genovia and it looks great, whatever. And at one point I made a comment and I was like, oh yeah, there he is, Pilf. I'm pretty sure I know.
Oh no.
Like meaning prince I'd like to fuck, right? And then Bree turns around and goes, in all sincerity, and goes, what, Papa?
Papa, I'd like to fuck.
Oh, we did laugh.
Yeah, I think we were losing our mind that day.
Oh, we were desperately, desperately hungover. Like,
Amy only read or listened to the Taparoo voice note today that I sent her.
Will you tell the other people? So,
I don't know why we were talking about this, but I was like, what if it was like Deliveroo, but it was Taparoo? And when they bring you your food, like they do the exact same service, but when they bring you your food, they have to do a 3.5 minute tap dance routine and you can't accept the food from them until you've watched the whole thing.
I think that could save the arts industry.
The funniest thing in the moment. But then Amy today was like, when you said Taproo, I immediately thought like booty call, like tap that, which makes way more sense. Because we already have someone that brings
wear her.
And then she was like, that is just a prostitution app. So
yeah, it really is. But I mean, listen.
The Princess Diaries lineage, not entrepreneurs.
I did enjoy, and I think the cast is really good. And I think the story is really
I don't
good.
Think we have explained the plot fully. I think we keep just...
Well, I don't think we need to, though. I feel like... So, like, she...
Do you want me to... I have it here. Do you want me to read it out?
Is it brief?
Yeah. The film... Mia Thermopolis, a teenager who discovers that she is heir to the throne of the fictional Genovia, ruled by her grandmother, Clarice Rinaldi.
Clarice? Who decided on that name for a character?
Clarice.
For fuck's sake.
That's it.
Yeah, that is basically it. Just watch it.
And then it's like, she's kind of a dork. She loves like rock climbing. She's not really like the girly girl.
She's like, yeah, doing up a car.
Not really interested in like maintaining her looks or anything. It's kind of just like...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Her and her mom and her cat, like, rough and ready. And
Fat Louie, yeah. Fat Louie's a cat.
Very glamorous granny comes into town and tells her she needs to up her game if she's going to be a queen someday.
Yeah. I did enjoy that. Her friend in it, really
Lily,
fucking annoying.
Lily
yeah.
Moskowitz.
Well, Lily is she's a bad real, friend.
She's the real villain of the film.
Yeah.
She's the only villain of the film.
Yeah.
Really.
I can't think of any other
big
villains.
Jealous bitch.
Yeah. Fuming, like.
Absolutely fuming.
And pure then fuming at her for no reason.
Doesn't want her to be queen, but then when she decides, when she kind of toys with the idea of turning it down, she goes, oh no, actually, I'd like you to be queen now.
Yeah, because her TV show would benefit from it.
Yeah.
Who was that pervert that tried to, in the shed with her, that was trying to get with her and she wanted to do the foot pop and she couldn't?
Oh.
That man needs to be arrested.
Josh. Josh Bryant.
Yeah. Electric chair.
Plays Sid from Toy Story.
There you go. Yeah, you discussed that on your Instagram story.
I did. I called him Ethan, though. People got very upset.
Oh, yeah. So he, like, the popular guy, basically, that she's, like, constantly lusting
he's
after.
He's not even that good looking.
He's really not. There's, like, a scene at the start because she does debating and he seemingly does as well and he's really good and she literally cannot form words around him. And then, obviously, she becomes a princess. So
she throws up. And,
yeah.
And, like,
he's like, oh, I want to get into her now. And then, like... Again, 17 years old, excuse me.
15.
15?
Yeah.
Are you sure 15 in this?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, well, he needs to be arrested regardless.
He's a diddler.
He's
not a diddler. He's just a bad man.
He's a bad man.
a couple of famous names attached to this. Whitney Houston was one of the producers.
Yeah, on the two of them.
On the two of them. Also, Sandra Oh, an iconic.
Yeah. She did. She redid her line recently, I think, for one of the quarantine
Gupta.
Graham Nortons. Yeah.
Oh, me and Hilda, like my sister, we never
can't was it the Mr. Bean?
Answer the phone normally. So Gupta is one of our lines when we ring each other.
Yeah.
Gupta.
Gupta. Is Shonda Rhimes in the first one
Shonda
or is it the second one?
Is a producer on the second one. I was just about to look her up.
She's in it as well.
Is she?
Yeah, Kira recognised her at one point.
Princess Diaries. Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes is the gal behind Grey's, Private Practice.
What did she
do? All the classics.
When would she have appeared in this?
All the classics where people die, do you know?
Rhimes next worked on, she wrote the sequel.
She
wrote the sequel.
The movie?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
She wasn't in the first one though, was she?
No, she was in the first one. That's what I was asking. I couldn't remember.
Crossroads.
She's in the second one. That would be a good movie club. I've never watched that.
I've never seen that.
See you at the crossroads, crossroads, crossroads.
That's not a song from that, is it?
No, it's not. It's just a song called Crossroads by Blazing Squad. Crossroads is the Britney Spears movie. But she's not Britney Spears in it. It's like a...
That'll be a shit movie.
Is it her and Zoe Saldana and then someone else who's not famous
something
anymore?
Something about... All I remember is like something about these girls like...
At a crossroads.
Like in Southern America.
At a crossroads and they're like...
Wearing Daisy Dukes dancing on a bar.
No, that's Coyote Ugly.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I've never seen that either.
Yeah. We should watch that. That was my favourite song as a child, I would say.
Oh, What About Now? That's one of my shower songs.
What are you talking about, What About Now? I didn't say anything about What About Now. Can't Fight the Moonlight. That was the song I was singing.
No, I said, you said that was one of my favourite songs as a child. And I went, yeah, but what about now?
Oh.
What? Stop trying to fire me. I'm not having it.
I thought you meant like, What About Now? Like Westlife / Daughtry.
Westlife.
I was like,
I'm not that.
That's not even, that wasn't your favourite song as a child and it's not your favourite song now. I do like Daughtry though. Daughtry has a few good tunes.
No,
Over You tune. Can we do a podcast on Daughtry?
What are you talking? I don't even know what you're saying.
I can't remember the word. You know, more than you know. He was on American Idol and then he like made a band.
Okay.
And like, do you know the Westlife song, What About Now?
Yes.
Daughtry, that's Daughtry's song originally.
You're
it's a cover.
Daughtry.
No, Daughtry. D-A-U-G-H-T-R-Y.
Say
Daughtry.
Say D-O-G.
Dogtry. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Daughtry.
Okay, you're saying it very similarly to how you say the animal dog. Dog.
Okay.
Doesn't matter though. Speaking of animals, four cats play the role of Fat Louie. What a diva. One of them was Anne Hathaway's real life cat.
Aww.
Which is cute.
Should I get whiskey into...
She would not cooperate.
Yeah, she wouldn't. What am I talking about?
Anne Hathaway had to wear a clip-in hairpiece to create the big mane she had before she got the makeover. And they had to like individually glue on hairs to make her eyebrows really bushy.
Yeah, I was wondering how they did that.
I said this earlier, but Hector Elizondo, who plays the bodyguard Joe, has appeared in every single film that Gary Marshall has directed.
I'd love to give him a hug.
Yeah, I'd say he's a good hugger.
Yeah.
He is quite old now.
No, don't say that. Yeah, I actually was looking this up because you know the way there's like there's been talk of a third one since 2015 and like they need not to be morbid, like, they need to do it now. Gary Marshall's already dead. Julie Andrews is 84.
You can't. I really don't think they should do it without Gary Marshall.
Hector
unless
Alonso,
he's already like unless I don't, I'm sure how
I think no I, they couldn't it. They couldn't do it without Julie Andrews. If Julie Andrews dies before they make it, I don't want a bob of it. I don't want it.
There's very specific tone in all Gary Marshall's movies, though, that just won't be recreated without him.
Yeah.
And it's better off just left then, I think.
What would the third one be then? Someone said that it'd be like
her kids.
It'd be her like abdicating.
No.
She'll live a normal life.
No.
I know, yeah. It's not going to be like that.
That's not going to, no. She's not. She's hardly, no. So that's what all of them are about. And she fought so hard to get there now. She's going to keep it. I'd say it'll be about like her having kids. Here, is your man in the second one her cousin?
Chris Pine.
Yeah. Is he your cousin?
No, I don't think so.
How is he in line for the throne then? He would have to be some third cousin or something, would he?
I didn't think about that.
Do you know what I was watching today?
Incest is not best.
New Girl.
Yeah.
Have you seen New Girl the whole way through?
No.
If you're rewatching New Girl from the start now, skip ahead 30 seconds because I'm going to spoil a bit of it.
What if I want to watch it?
Too late.
It doesn't matter.
You've had it long enough. Yeah. She is going out with Robbie for ages, and then she finds out that they're actually third cousins.
Oh, sorry, I have seen that episode. Yeah.
So funny, I just watched that one before you picked me up.
That is fucking gas, because they're trying to like, is it awkward? No, no, yeah.
And Megan Fox is in it, and she's like, stop trying to normalize this, Jess.
Megan Fox is actually, she's only seen bits of her in it. She's surprisingly funny because she's so dry.
I love her so much. I would bring her face into the Botox clinic and be like,
we should probably do New Girl at some stage for an episode.
That'd be good. But look up, like, Megan Fox has not aged a day.
Yeah.
Can we do an episode on her for Patreon?
Who is her surgeon?
Who is her surgeon? Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't she have this whole thing where she hated being like typecast for being sexy? I was like, oh, poor you.
Oh, yeah, I hate
that. Everyone say sorry for poor Megan.
Yeah. I hate being typecast for being a minger, but like, it is what it is. Do you know?
Here we are.
Some of us have to do podcasts, Megan. What are you Googling? Megan Fox's surgeon.
Are they cousins in Princess Diaries too?
Because that just comes back to the lineage. That makes sense. Because, yeah, again,
it's questionable.
I was zoning in and out for the second one. Will we move on to the second one?
Yeah.
And our thoughts. The second one is too long. The second one is 20 minutes too long.
It gets going fairly early on. Because we thought this, like, when we remember, I'm saying me and my housemates, when we watched it younger, I thought the whole romance with her and Andrew, like, you really feel like they're in love, or you really feel like that's who's going, like, she should marry. But, yeah, like, it's only a week. They're together a week and then they get engaged.
Yeah.
A week.
Because that's the thing, she only has 30 days. Yeah, sorry. A week. So the plot for the second one is, it's the Princess Diaries 2 royal engagement. So there's some, Breed is going to figure this out now, but there's some fuck up that it's like, she has to get married.
So yeah, so it only
30 days,
to
or
the,
it's
it only it doesn't apply to the men in the family or the men in line for the throne. It only applies to the women, because it's a really like 300-year-old stipulation or something, that she can't reign alone. She has to have a man at her side, or else she abdicates. So there's like a big parliament vote, and they were like, "What if we give her like 30 days?" Or she has to do it before she's 21 or something, isn't it? Something to do with her age.
Yeah, well. And like, so she thought she had a year then, but whatever way it happened, it was like 30 days then. So then there's this whole kind of bachelor-esque pursuit for a man, and but like, obviously then she falls in love with the lad who's actually vying for the throne with her,
and which is also her cousin,
and who's also potentially her cousin,
Lord Nicholas,
played by Chris Pine. And again, that was like one of his first kind of breakout roles. Oh, do you have some facts for me?
What year did Just My Luck come out?
We should do that for Movie Club as well. 2004.
Can
we? 2004.
Probably. Yeah, Mac Flyer in it.
Yeah.
My favourite ever band.
Why was I playing in on
Lindsay
secrets? Was I too close for comfort? That movie is permanently on Comedy Central.
Okay.
Just My Luck.
So I'm on bustle.com here, and they have...
Just My Luck came out in 2006. I was incorrect. That's annoying. But
okay.
Carry on, sorry.
They have like a whole piece on The Princess Diaries 2 had some strange moments. So I'm just going to read some out to you. Mia graduates from Princeton University and says goodbye to close friends we won't see ever again in the film.
Yeah, there's this whole thing,
like,
where it's like,
bitch.
So your man that she's getting with at the end of the first one, it's like, oh, we're just friends now. And then like, she's in Genovia permanently pretty much now, because it's like, that's her buzz. She's ruling, like.
You also said this, she once used to look like a troll but got a makeover because princesses can't be ugly.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Well, no, I do think princesses can be ugly and they should be able
to. No, that's, I think it's like.
They're agreeing with me. Okay, great.
Her mother got married to her teacher and they're going to have a baby.
That's
very glossed over. It's a bigger thing in the book.
So glossed over. It wasn't even funny.
It's a big storyline in the book.
But sorry, there's a bit at the end where it's like, so she's decided to be a princess and she decides to go to Genovia, and it's like, mom's going to move with me, of course. And then it's like,
mom moved back.
The mom went back to get her fucking bit and got knocked up. Are you for real? I'd be quite annoyed with my mom. At a pivotal moment in your life when you absolutely need the support of your mom, and her mom's like, see ya, lol.
She is 21 though, like. She was probably there for a while.
I just suppose.
When her mom has to live her life too. She's pregnant. She's only a young woman as well.
She has
a diary still, and judging by the pages, has not written in it since the last movie. Because there's a picture of her, or like the scene of her on the plane on the way back over to Genovia. She's writing in what looks like page 6 in the same diary.
That's like me.
And it's like 5 years later or something.
Yeah. Do you know when you get the idea to journal and it's like you're writing it and then it's months later and it's like, oh, I wish I kept this up.
Yeah. And then it goes, in fact, it's mostly just used to show what characters we've written out of the sequel. Because, you know, the way she's flicking through it, and there's like a picture of Michael. And it's like, yeah, he's touring the country now. And then it just flicks the page. It's like he's not in here.
No. Okay. Just as well, he was no good for her. He was not on this planet.
No. They said there's clumsy use of Disney Channel alumni in this. That's so Raven. Bit of a dig.
That's the most hateful thing I've ever heard. That was not clumsy use. That was...
What about the little prince that was in the Santa Claus 2?
I didn't know that he was in Santa Claus 2.
Of course he's in everything.
Who is he in Santa Claus 2?
He's the elf.
Which elf?
The one that's not...
Bernard.
No, the one
Bernardo.
That's not...
Bernardo.
The one that's not Bernard.
What's the sexy elf? Bernard is...
None of them. What's the one, the little girl that makes the hot chocolate?
Oh,
he's like, thank you, Katie, or something. What's her name? What is her name? Cindy. What is her name?
I couldn't tell you. God, thank God we started this in time for Christmas. We can do so many Christmas movies. I've no idea.
You know his face, though. He's in loads of things. He's in... Do you know what else he's in?
What?
Raising Helen. He's the boy in it.
Ah, yeah. It all makes sense now. Sorry, my housemate made the point that... Because this is one of my first lines I've written down. Genovia is just Cuba. That's what she said. Show that they're on the phone, they're on the street like selling Nokias and like fruit and all. She actually, I don't understand. She could probably...
They're not selling Nokias.
They are. No, there's a scene where they're like on the cobbles and your run is like, no, literally, like, but it's like they're
trying... Cuba though, but it could have, like, it. You get them everywhere.
I don't know. Is it just that was she implying about communism or just that? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't back that up. It was a statement that Keira Hanley made, and if I might bring it back up there, but sorry, and the second line I've written down is Granny's assistant, lesbian? ? But we've established that she's bi, so carry on.
The guy, I don't know his name, this guy's nephew is eligible to take the throne. My nephew's mother was my wife's sister, he says. Kind of a meaningless statement because we don't know who his wife or his wife's sister was, but assuming his nephew Nicholas is of a royal bloodline, wouldn't he be tangentially related to Mia, making their eventual courtship kind of incestuous?
Yeah.
But then again, royals.
And we'll never be royals.
The fucking weird intern bodyguard, probable bass player for the Strokes, it says, seems to have a thing for Queen Clarice. Do you know
I didn't pick up on that. He does look like someone who could have been in the Strokes, so.
He's weird. What's his name in it?
Couldn't tell you.
What is his name?
He was such
look
a little freak.
Please look it up.
Okay, you carry on while I look that up.
The picture of Prince William with all his hair.
He looks divine
really
in that.
Dates the movie, doesn't it?
Yeah. I remember thinking that was the height of comedy at the time. Princess Diaries 2, Bodyguard.
Sorry, another...
Young Bodyguard.
Wasn't Abigail Breslin in Raising Helen as well? We need to do Raising Helen.
Yeah, we might do Raising Helen.
Because it is. It's Kate Hudson, Hayden Panettiere, that little prince boy, and Abigail Breslin, isn't it?
Yes.
Gary Marshall is loyal.
He is loyal, Inverness, yeah. Sorted them all out with jobs.
Did you love the scene with Kelly Clarkson song?
So good.
It's one of the best scenes ever.
Oh my. If you put Breakaway on any scene.
Yeah. Elevated it.
That album, honest to God.
That's one of my favourite ever albums, in fairness.
I can't find this lad who was the young bodyguard now, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I'll do it.
Somebody
tell me more about
her.
My favourite scene in the whole thing after Breakaway is the slumber party hen party with all those small children.
Yeah. Now, we debated about this. I don't think I'd want a lot of small children at my hen party. It's kind of not a buzz.
I would like, if I had a lot of small family members, I would probably do something
that. Yeah, you might do something separate. It wouldn't be the whole thing.
No, but sure.
Where are the willy straws? Do you know? Well,
that's what I was going to say. Like, what's the alternative? She can't
be out. I will say, if I had the amenities, I'd be well up for a mattress light. Like, that's just what everyone wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Julie Andrews sliding down it, like, oh, so good. What was the song thing about? That was a bit
Stan
weird.
Stan Lee make a cameo appearance?
This is what I was saying to you beforehand. Yeah, he's in it at the... He arrives as a date for the wedding.
Oh.
It's really weird. Stan Lee, Princess Diaries.
Lionel was that guy's name.
Lionel?
Yeah.
Did he have a second name?
No, in the movie, no. They just called
Lionel. Yeah. Did Stanley... he appears briefly at the end of the movie as a foreign wedding guest
who
learned
so
English
weird.
From watching the Three Stooges.
Oh my God, yes.
He's like...
I did not know what Stanley looked like before now.
There you go.
Is he dead?
He's dead as well, God rest him. Jeez, they couldn't do a third one without him either. Do you want to know what else I've written down notes-wise?
Yes.
They're all wearing bumpets. Do you know the thing you'd put in your hair?
Quiffs for a quiff?
Yeah. They're all wearing bumpets in this.
Oh, I bring back the bumpets. I kind of love them. That big hair.
Then I've two words written down. One of them is ponchos, and then the other one is sideburns. There's a lot of sideburns.
Yeah.
Chris Pine has sideburns. It was and then your time. Man has sideburns in the first one. I know.
Andrew
I
was
it.
Such a little cutie, wasn't he? But he was a bit of a...
I actually wrote down, this is so... The man moved home for her pussy. That's so vulgar even for
so
me.
Hateful.
Sorry, I don't have this written down, but Fat Louie isn't fat in the second one.
I know, because it's a different cat. I said that as well. When it's running through the halls with the dog, I was like, Fat Louie has lost some weight.
Do you know the way... There's a whole like room makeover scene as well in the second one where like it's her room is done up.
Oh, who didn't want that wardrobe?
Where was she sleeping before this?
In the granny suite.
Oh.
That is addressed.
Then I just have orphans, Abigail Breslin, breakaway, inviting a load of children and the help to your hen, not a buzz. And then I just said the second one was too long.
I didn't think it was too long. How long is it?
Nearly 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think there's like a chunk
I think
in the middle.
Films need to be longer. These days I think they've cut them down.
I think a sensible 90 minutes. A sensible 74 minutes. To quote Queen Jujube.
I have another point here about Lily being the villain of this whole series.
Yeah, I didn't think she was as bad in the second one.
No, but there's, do you know the scene where she's like, Mia, do something impulsive for once in your life, you're getting married. So she like tells her to like run off with another man and climb out the window.
Yeah.
It's like, definitely go off and have a midnight rendezvous with the guy who's trying to steal your throne when you're going to get married tomorrow to another man. There's no way that could go wrong. Like, it's like, do something impulsive.
Not,
like, ruin your life. Like,
not a good friend now.
Yeah, it's not like, let's go to Coppers. Like, it's like...
There is the leadership of a country at stake. Like, you wouldn't see Micheál Martin doing it. You might. You wouldn't know about him. Yeah, that whole bit where they're like out in the garden or whatever and they're lying down and the blanket, that was all a bit...
Very PG.
Weird. I know, it was all so weird.
It's a kid's
though.
Movie, like.
I know.
What do you think about the ending? The surprise wedding. Surprise marriage.
Oh, I thought that was good. I loved it.
Someone had to get married.
Yeah, someone had to get married. The singing at the end...
Genovia.
It's all very intense, it's
emotional.
It's like the tune of Where's Your Mama Gone? No, Genovia. What a fucking tune.
No, me and Alice watched the second one, and then only Amy had only watched me and Alice watched both of them together, and then Amy came in and watched just the second one with us. And when they had the whole coronation scene at the end of the second one, me and Alice were like on the verge of tears, because it was like, God, she's come such a long way.
It's so intense.
It's very like regal and like she's like you fully have like come on this journey with her and you believe she could rule now.
Yeah.
And then Amy was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, it's a kid's movie. But she didn't, I don't think she got it.
Then what do you want to see in the third movie, if there is one?
Sorry, I just wrote down here.
Brexit?
Can you become a royal by marrying a king and then having him die? Is that what happened? That's what happened in Julie Andrews.
Must have been, yeah.
Sorry, what did you ask me?
What would the third one be about?
I don't want them to do a third one. I feel like too much time has passed and it can't possibly go well, as I said.
That is the thing.
Drag up Gary Marshall or let one of his family direct it, I don't know. But like, I don't think
we should drag up a dead man's body to reach to direct a movie just because we want
it's Halloween theme.
It's like a haunted high school musical.
I just don't think there's anywhere for her to go naturally either. Like, do you know? Like, I don't really need to know what she's up to these days. I'm happy enough.
I'd love it, but I'd hate it.
I'm happy enough with how they left it.
Yeah.
And very few series that can do that. So.
Yeah.
What would you like to see happen?
I don't know, would I like to see a bit of a Megxit kind of thing? Like, dogged by the press or her and your man, they just want to live a normal life or whatever, and...
She had a normal life.
Yeah, and then maybe she's like, actually, I'm not arsed anymore or whatever. Or like her man...
Clarice dies and she is
a total banger. That's actually really dark then, I don't know.
If they were going to pull it back, it would have to be a Mamma Mia 2 situation where it's like Clarice's funeral or something.
Oh, God,
it's like a state funeral. That's great. That'd be so grim.
Just watching the procession.
The whole movie is set over those 2 hours.
Oh, God. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think anyone wins there.
No, let's leave it alone. Leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I would give it 89 out of 100 popcorns.
I wonder what it got on Rotten Tomatoes. That's the only.
Just my luck did not get a good rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Very few things do. I watched a movie recently and it got like 2 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes. Jesus. Okay, so the second one is 26%.
Jesus, that's really poor.
That's harsh.
That's way too harsh.
Let's check the first one. These people, they don't know taste.
Like, who decides those? Is it like a public forum?
It's like a public and critic led, I think. Why is it not coming up for this one? Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, fuck. Princess Diaries.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten. Are you Googling to see if it gets servers?
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not coming up. 26% for the second one. That is not Rotten Tomatoes.
Princess Diaries 2001. 48%.
That's really shocking, isn't it?
No, sorry. So the tomatometer is like this. The website decides, and then it has an audience score of 68%, which I think is way
more. That's shocking.
Yeah.
That was shite movie I was telling you about that I watched the other night got 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, got higher than The Princess Diaries too. Absolutely not.
The lies, like. Their lies. Anyway, yeah, so that was Princess Diaries, and this has been...
That's probably one of the... I think that's my favourite one we've watched for a movie club so far, but I cannot remember one other movie we've done.
We did Jesus, yeah, we did Camp Rock.
We did the Hilary Duff one.
We did Hereditary.
Cinderella Story.
Yeah, we did a Cinderella Story.
That's probably it.
Hannah Montana movie.
Oh, yeah. No, this is my favourite.
Yeah, this is my favourite, yeah. Would agree. Haven't watched, you should watch. And if you watch it again...
Watch it and then watch it again. I think next month we're going to do Sister Act.
Yeah.
Or maybe not next month, but we are. It's on the list.
Yeah, it's in the pipeline.
If you have any other suggestions.
Or, yeah, absolutely. Because we only did.
Get in touch.
What did we do? Because someone requested a Cinderella Story.
Yeah.
So just DM us or comment on a post and.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Love that.
Thank you so much for supporting us. We really appreciate it. We quite literally couldn't do this without you. We will see you next Tuesday. Are we doing renting again?
We had to talk about that. I'm happy to do renting again.
Yeah, I think we should do renting again. We got we didn't even touch the Instagram box as a thing, like, so.
Yeah. If you have a renting story that you didn't get a chance to submit for last week's, please get them in ASAP.
Yeah.
Email them, preferably.
And Bree did her tarot this week, and that's in highlights if you want to watch it. If you missed it, maybe you need some guidance in your life. We have a new playlist up, and it's all about the first song you want to hear when you're back in the club. And feedback on it has been very good. So
great.
Thanks again, and we will see you next Tuesday, and then back here again
next Friday.
Friday, talking about something that we haven't decided on. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Goodbye.
Bye. Talking about things that
other people are talking about. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.